Steve the Stock Guy. Week of May 4th, 2026. 11 Labs, Adam Voice. Deadpan Comedy Financial Commentary. This is Steve. Steve the Stock Guy. Welcome to your Week of May 4 trade map. Hellcat, Katie, listen up. The print of the week is AMD on Tuesday after close. The print of the world is Donald Trump telling Iran no thanks to a peace deal at 4 a.m. Eastern. We live in remarkable times. Let's go around the table. Trump rejected Iran's offer about 5 hours ago. He looked at the proposal like it was a Yelp review for a restaurant he already hates. The blockade stays. Brent crude is bouncing between $108 and $126 like it's a basketball at a fourth grade gym class. Gas is $4.22 a gallon. The tape doesn't care. The tape is at all-time highs because the tape has been trained on 3 years of buy the geopolitical panic, and it now considers war a leading indicator. Truly, a special moment in financial history. On to AMD. Lisa Su prints Tuesday after the bell. Consensus is $9.84 billion in revenue, up 32% year over year. EPS of $1.30. AMD's own guide is $9.8 billion. Translation. The company told us, the analysts agreed, and the stock has already moved. The average analyst price target is $300, which is below the current price. That is a rare moment of Wall Street humility. Kathy Wood, Kathy, our patron saint of buying the top, sold $79.9 million of AMD ahead of the print. When Kathy Wood is selling AI, you check the smoke detectors. Katie, you said AMD is priced in. Katie is right. The trade is not the print. The trade is the Wednesday morning reaction. Wait the 30 minutes. Trade the direction. Don't be a hero on a number that is already in the chart. Palantir. Monday after close. Wall Street wants $1.54 billion in revenue, up 74%. EPS up 115%. The stock trades at 100 times earnings, which is fine if your earnings keep tripling. The options market is pricing a 10% move either direction. PLTR is two trades on one ticker. The AI growth story and the Peter Thiel power story. Speaking of which, Peter Thiel. Does he run the world? The honest answer is, he runs more of it than anyone outside the executive branch. Palantir has $1.3 billion in federal contracts since the inauguration. ICE bought a master database for $1 billion. The IRS bought one for $130 million. Thiel mentored the vice president, paid for his Senate run, and brokered his VP nomination. So no, he doesn't run the world. But the federal data layer? He kind of owns the operating system, which means PLTR Monday is a referendum on whether 100 times earnings is the price you pay for the data layer of the surveillance state. That's not me being dramatic. That's just the trade. Tesla. $390, down 20% from the December high. Deliveries off 8.5%. The bag holders are calling it consolidation. The chart is calling it a bleed. Money is leaving Tesla and entering AVGO, Anet, VRT, ORCL, and Micron. This is the rotation. Don't fight it. Don't catch the knife. Don't short the squeeze. Just leave it alone like a haunted toaster. Micron. MU. Up 70% year to date. HBM3E sold out. HBM4 sold out. They are out of memory until 2027. That is not a stock, that is a national strategic asset with a ticker symbol. Are you late? Depends on whether you think AI compute is going to less than double from here. If you do, you're late. If you don't, you're early on the way to $100 higher. The price target on the street is now $523. 2026 revenue is going to print $76 billion. This is the picks and shovels of the picks and shovels. Quick history lesson. 2018, Trump's first trade war, market recovery took 81 days. 2020 COVID, recovery 103 days. 2025 tariff tantrum, 55 days. 2026 Iran shock, 10-day recovery for 9.8%. Each crisis recovers faster than the last, because the market has now been trained that the dip is a buying opportunity. This is either the greatest market regime in history, or it is a coil that is about to be the greatest unwind in history. Probably both, in that order. Friday is non-farm payrolls, consensus 73,000. Above 100K, the AI rip continues. Below 50K, we are talking about cash and energy. Plan accordingly. The Fed held 3.5 to 3.75 with 4 dissents. The most divided Fed in over 30 years. June cut odds collapsed to 5%. The era of the Fed will save us is now the era of the Fed cannot agree what time it is. Hellcat. Batman. Catherine Clark. Real Queen. Last week you held a bear coil through negative 2,000 bucks intraday and walked out plus 1,700. That's the trade I want you to remember when AMD prints Tuesday and your hand wants to move. The hand that does not move is the hand that gets paid. This is Steve. Day trade only. Flat by 1 p.m. Pacific, cash by close. NFP is binary. Don't be cute. And if Peter Thiel buys the building, just keep your head down and short the rent. Out.